Hi, I'm Father Thomas Berg. Are you a person who, deep down, wishes that you had a more personal, more intimate relationship with God, that you knew Jesus better in a more personal way? Well, do you think maybe now is the time to actually do something about that and try to make that happen? Here's my homily for Sunday, November 22nd, 2015, the Feast of Christ the King.
Good morning.
So, I'd like a show of hands. How many of you have a bucket list? You know, the bucket list, the list of things that you'd like to do if you had enough time. You know, maybe you want to learn how to cook gnocchi, or you want to learn how to make zeppoles, or maybe you want to go to Maui someday, or, you know, who's got a bucket list? Raise your hand. Yeah, it's just about everybody, right? Now raise your hand those of you who in the past year actually did something that was on your bucket list. Okay, well that's good. I mean, it's less, of course, but isn't that a nice feeling to do something that's on your bucket list? Did anybody go to Maui? Hawaii, okay, close. We've all got the bucket list, and that's good. You know, maybe it's skydiving or scuba diving. But there's always these things that are kind of out on the periphery of our lives that, you know, if days were 36 hours long, maybe if you had 4 weeks of vacation, like parish priests have, maybe you could do some of those things. Now, I wonder if we don't also, I would expect most of us probably do. Do we not also have kind of a spiritual bucket list? The spiritual bucket list. What would be on the spiritual bucket list? Well, for example, you know, I'd really like to try a Bible study sometime. I've always thought about that, you know. So the Bible study's there on the spiritual bucket list. Or I remember when we were in eighth grade and we went on that retreat before confirmation, and that was a very spiritual thing, and that was very nice. I've always thought about maybe going on a retreat again. Now that I'm in retirement, maybe I could do that, you know. Or maybe it's, take up a devotion. But I would hope, first of all, that we all have those kinds of things on a bucket list somewhere. If we don't, that might not be a good sign. What about, on that bucket list, what about the spiritual bucket list? What about getting to know Jesus a little bit better? I have a feeling, and I've been around enough to know that this might be the case. I have a feeling that for a lot of Catholics, that item on the bucket list might have been there for quite a while. You know, yeah, I know, yeah, Father Berg, he's always harping about that, you know, getting to know Jesus. And I'd like to do that. Or maybe, you know, it's on the periphery there of my spiritual life. Yeah, I wish I had more of a relationship with my God. I wish I had more of a personal kind of relationship with Jesus. I wish I knew him better. Because, you know, and this is kind of sad, I think for a lot of Catholics, we could go through our whole lives and go to church on Sunday and be active in the parish and so forth, but we could do that, and we could still get along in life, and Jesus is still very much an idea. He's not a real, living, risen, divine person, Lord of my life, who I know personally. What a shame to get to the end of our lives and not really know Jesus. have never had that. And that's why maybe we've got those other things on the bucket list, like doing the Bible study or going on the retreat, because those would be the means, some very good means, to maybe have that experience like we never had, have that moment to connect with Jesus like we've never really had before. If you look at Pilate in the gospel that we just read, you know, there's an extreme. You look at those two figures, Pilate and Jesus. Pilate meets Jesus for the first time. At least there were some characters in the gospel who wanted to get to know Jesus. Zacchaeus, right? Remember the short little tax collector guy. Zacchaeus wanted to get to know Jesus, and that's why he climbs the sycamore tree to see Jesus, and he gets it because he wanted it. And even King Herod in the time of Jesus said Herod was curious to see Jesus, and eventually he did. Pilate, I don't know what's on his bucket list, but Jesus is getting to see Jesus certainly isn't on his bucket list. Jesus could not have been more off his radar until finally he gets these reports about this troublesome rabbi from Nazareth. And finally, boom, there he is. Jesus is forced onto his radar. The cutoff between Pilate and Jesus could not be more pronounced than you are a king? Jesus answered, "You say, I am a king. For this I was born, to testify to the truth." And then you know Pilate's next question. What is truth? There couldn't be more of a disconnect between Jesus and Pilate. Pilate, unfortunately, represents a lot of folks out there, not just outside the church, but even in the church, for whom Jesus is just a mystery, right? Jesus is just a mystery. We who don't connect. So my simple message on this Sunday, it's, by the way, remember, it's the last Sunday of the liturgical year. Boy, would I be getting it from Father Sorgi. I got green on. At least the Deacon Jerry did it right. It's supposed to be white. We're supposed to be wearing white. I misled all of our mass servers. It's supposed to be white, okay? So I'd really get it from Father Sorgi. But it's the last Sunday of ordinary time, the feast of Christ the King. King of what? King of our hearts. That's the way it's supposed to be. My challenge as we now look at next Sunday, as we start Advent, let's get getting to know Jesus. Let's get Jesus off the bucket list and let's make it happen. Get Jesus off the spiritual bucket list and let's make it happen. If we haven't. Now, I'm certainly talking to brothers and sisters who do have that relationship. Well, if that's the case, thanks be to God. And we can say, yeah, I pray, I read the gospel, I do feel I have more of a personal connect with my Lord and Savior. Well, good. Let's up the game a notch. But I'm especially speaking to folks who maybe, again, for years, maybe Jesus is, no matter how much you heard it preached from up here, no matter how many invitations we had, Jesus is still kind of an idea. You know, if I'm not that much of a spiritual guy. I mean, I go to Mass and stuff, but you don't got to get crazy about this. I'm not a Jesus person, Father. I'm not saying you got to be a Jesus person, you know. I'm not talking about the stereotype. I'm just talking about in our own way, because Jesus is always knocking at the door. Jesus is always knocking at the door of our hearts. He wants to have that personal connection with us in our own way. Okay, so we're not like spiritual touchy-feelies. All right, okay, well, Jesus can connect with you at your level. Jesus can connect with every single one of us, because he loves every single one of us like we were the only child of God that was ever created. There's no such thing as the ordinary person, by the way. I say, well, the ordinary person. There's no such thing as the ordinary person. You are a unique child of God, created with an eternal love, created by Jesus, created for Jesus, to know Jesus. So this whole thing about getting to know him who is my Savior, my Lord, let's get that off the spiritual bucket list. How do we do that? It's really, in a way, very simple. We just need to take the time. Take the time. We need to steal those 5 minutes or those 10 minutes, a quiet place, hopefully. Even if that means the quiet place is in my car in the parking lot before I walk into the office in the morning, whatever you got to do, I find my quiet place. I place myself in God's presence. Maybe I got my, hopefully I got my gospel with me, right? Of course, you can get all of everything you need if you're a smartphone person. You got it on a smartphone, right? You don't got to carry your clunky Bible around with you. You can just get it on your smartphone. Maybe I've got a little devotional that I read. There's so many things out there that we can get. Meditations, spiritual reflections. Some of you are familiar with the Magnificat book, that monthly, beautiful monthly booklet. It's packed full. It's got the readings for every day, and it's got meditations and reflections. Or some of you know The Word Among Us. That's another one. There's so many things out there that we could use to take 5 or 10 minutes to jump into a passage of the gospel, reflect on it, and then have a little dialogue with our Lord. And that dialogue can always begin with the very simple petition. Lord, let me get to know you. Reveal yourself to me in this passage. Tell me something about yourself. Talk to me. Teach me how to listen to you. And of course, ideally, a Bible study can help us very much to get a lot, as much fruit as we can out of those moments. Going on a retreat, because there are retreats available for lay folks, that obviously can really jumpstart a relationship. Going to Eucharistic adoration, like we have on at least every first Friday of the month, or maybe you know another place where they have perpetual adoration, spending time before our Lord and the Blessed Sacrament, doing a devotion. There's so many ways that we can just open ourselves up to get to know Jesus. So let's not leave Jesus on that bucket list. Yeah, someday. No, let's make it happen now. And what a wonderful resolution. We could all walk out the door this morning with the resolution to make this Advent the time. Advent, the coming of Jesus. We celebrate the coming of Jesus. May he give each one of us a new advent, a new sense of his coming, a new discovery of who he is, a personal discovery of his love for us. And in that way, truly, he will become more and more the Lord of our hearts. Does that sound like a plan? Okay. So remember, before you leave, you got to make that resolution. You got to find the time. It's always the time thing, I know. That's the hard part. But where there's a will, there's a way. Amen. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.